Let's talk some Milan Wildcat football. Big win last week, and the biggest rival on the schedule coming up this week for the Wildcats, as GRC play will start Friday night at 7. Milan makes the short trip across the county line to Putnam County to take on the Midgets this week, coming off a very nice victory over the Harrisburg Bulldogs last week. Congrats to head coach Mark Cole. You'll take congrats, coach, but I know probably for the last six and a half days, all the attention over your way has been going on Putnam County, right?
Right. We play the team up north this week, and you know, that kind of supersedes everything, and it is the ultimate trump card. And so we definitely appreciated and celebrated the victory Friday night and even into Saturday morning a little bit. But then quickly after that, it became all about playing that team up north. And it was PC week. And, you know, it's like I said, that trumps everything. So that's where the focus has been.
For somebody that grew up about an hour and a half to 2 hours to the west of Milan, did the you've been at Milan now for a couple of years. Did the intensity of the Wildcat-Midget rivalry, did it take you by surprise a little bit?
No, it didn't. I was well aware of it, you know, having talked with John for years prior to knowing him as a colleague in this business. And then, of course, one of my current assistants, Justin Duffy, played for me at Gallatin. And so I knew Justin well, and we had talked for years. I was well versed on the rivalry and the heatedness of it, and reminded me of a few that I experienced over my time. Very very similar to the Savannah Maryville rivalry that I had back in those days. Whenever I was the head coach at Savannah, so I was well versed and I was read in and up to speed on the rivalry.
Well, and to be honest, I'm really excited for the game this year because, you know, for a number of years it seems like there has been a clear favorite and a clear underdog. And this year, you know, Putnam County been struggling for a couple of years, but new coach, they've really opened some eyes with the way they've started, especially putting points on the board. And you guys, you know, very, very strong performance in a win last week. I feel like both teams are really coming in on a high into this ballgame Friday night.
Well, I know we are for sure. We got back to playing Wildcat football and doing things the way we wanted to. And so we're on high, and we're feeling it a little bit and happy with where we're at, hungry for more, but happy. And I know they are, and they should be. You know, Adam's done a great job, and they're scoring some points. They look really good offensively. They've got some weapons, and they just everything that they've kind of got going on since about February or March has just kind of led them to this state that they're in right now. And they're feeling it, and they're drinking the Kool-Aid, and rightfully so.
Name that I saw from last week, Coach, and certainly we'll talk about your defense because it was much improved from week two to week one, but Carlos Cotto had a really big game for the Cats last week.
Oh, man, Cotto was an absolute, we call him a dog. He was a dog on defense. He was physical. He was a tackling machine, quarterback pressures coming off the edge, quarterback hurries. Even when he didn't get there, he was delivering a blow, and it was physical. He was covering a lot of ground. Defensively, he was night and day different. Offensively, he definitely brought a punch that we hadn't seen the previous week. So Cotto really stepped up and fulfilled the shoes that we knew that he had in him. We just hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah, you guys, for a number of years, been really good defensively, and you gave up in a loss a fair amount of points to South Shelby. Now, when you talk improvements, some of the improvements are X's and O's, and some of them it comes down to, and I know you had these discussions with guys, yeah, we need to get after things more. Was it a little combination of the two that you felt like that the guys' pride was hurt a little bit from week one, and you did make some adjustments as well?
We did make some adjustments. I will say we did. I'm not going to lie about that. You can see that on the field offensively. I don't think that was the biggest difference. More like 70-30 or even 80-20. The biggest difference was just our want to, our pride, our intensity, and it was almost all on the defensive side of the football. We woke up. We were ashamed of our effort. We were ashamed of how we played, and we challenged ourselves, my players met that challenge, and we played harder and quicker and faster and more violently Friday night than we had the previous week, and that's what we expect out of them.
That's, you know, we've had this discussion in the past. If you look at different sports, you got track, you got basketball, you got your girls playing softball in the fall, but more so than any other sport, football comes down to, do you want it more than the other guy? Yeah, and I think that's what really makes the sport so enjoyable for so many people on a Friday night.
Right. right. You know, because of football's physical nature, the collision sport, the physical contact that's involved, so much more so than anything else. The only thing even close to that is basketball, and basketball's not considered a collision sport or a physical sport. But the violent nature of the game of football creates that. Do you want it more? What is your toughness level? How bad do you want it? Like you said, and I think that creates that that moment of uncertainty from a crowd, from a parent. I just think about if I was a fan in the stands every Friday night coming to watch your team play, you'd be thinking to yourself, well, what group of young men are going to show up tonight? You know, there's so many things going on in the lives of these young men, mentally, emotionally. You just don't know what group is going to show up, and so much of that it depends upon the outcome of the game depends so much upon mentally their status. Where are they at? What is their want to? What is their investment on that given Friday night? And I think that's why you see sometimes that scores are lopsided one way or the other, or just make you scratch your head, because it ain't about really the quality of the team. It's more about the mental mindset of each individual teenage young man on any given Friday night.
How do the midgets, as you study this team on film, Coach, how are they different from last year?
I think they're a little more polished offensively. I think they've got their kids in the right spots. The biggest difference to me is they're playing with some football skill, and they're playing kids in the correct positions. They don't seem to have kids out of spot. From tackle to tackle, those kids are playing with football skill that an offensive lineman needs. They've got the right fullback in place. They've got the right wing back in place. They've got the right halfback in place. And the quarterback is the guy that's the right guy at quarterback, distributing the football to those athletes. And so they are where they belong. They are playing with football skill, and they are much more polished offensively than they were this time last year.
Last week, big rivalry games were Gallatin, Hamilton, which, of course, you're familiar with, and the Bell game. Question I asked the coaches in those games last week were, can the guys be too fired up in the first quarter? And you kind of get so fired up that you make mental errors because of that. How do you approach that with the guys for a game of this magnitude? Can you be too fired up early?
I think you can be. I think you can get up there and be too fired up, and you can make mistakes, overzealous, over-aggressive, or what I call out of your mind mistakes, where you just have a brain fart out there because you're so keyed up. One of the things that I like about rivalries like this is, as a coach, you don't have to push those extra buttons. They'll push themselves. And so if you just sit back as a coach and let them do that, it'll happen, and then you just have to coach. The other thing is I've always tried to approach weeks like this and simplify things as much as possible, because there'll be enough juices flowing, there'll be enough intensity in the air that you don't want to add to a distraction or create a bad play or a bad series that might turn the tide one way or the other, because emotions are running on a very thin line, and if you waver one way or the other, it can be over the edge and a long fall down. So we try to keep things very simple. We try to keep things very straightforward and very businesslike, and then let the kids' emotions take care of themselves that happen in a rivalry game.
One of the aspects of John's teams that I tend to overlook from time to time, and it was a really, you know, it was something that John had that was always really strong. When there was a big game for Milan, it seems like he'd always get, whether or not it was a return, he'd get a big return for a touchdown or a game-changing play on a kick or a punt return. He'd have a pretty good kicking game. You got the same this year, Coach? Do you feel like that you can win a few games with your special teams this year?
Well, I feel like for sure our special teams are always going to be an advantage for us going into almost any game. I don't know. I may be surprised and have to eat my words, but I would think at almost any Friday night on our schedule right now, our kicker is going to be the best kicker on the field. Our punters, and we have two punters that are probably going to be the best punter on the field. Our coverage teams are fast. Our return teams are extremely fast. You know, teams don't want to kick deep to us, but our short guys are just as dangerous and just as deadly as our deep guys. So I feel like not necessarily that we will always have an advantage, but it will never be a weakness of ours in the special teams game. And our kicking game and our punting game is very strong for us this year, and we plan to use that.
If we just kind of look at the GRC, and certainly it's a big rival game for Milan, but it's also the GRC opener. If I just start naming off teams, Trenton, they're improved. Gallatin, I think they're improved. Maysville and Polo play tonight. I think they're improved. Putnam County 2-0. I'd say they're improved. This conference is trending upwards this year, Coach. It's going to be a heck of a ride for the next 2 months.
Oh, absolutely. It is. I was thinking back in the summer in the off season and thought to myself, you know, you look at your, I always kind of break down the season in a series of games or stretches, whether it be 2 or 3 week stretches. And, you know, I was thinking about the fact that there's no easy stretch. If there's a game that is winnable or that you consider winnable, you better get it because the next one may not be. And like you said, everybody's trending up. Every Friday night is a hard fought Friday night. And there are no freebies and no gimmies. And so you just got to show up. You got to continue to keep preparing, and you got to continue to come out and play your best and coach your best every Friday night because everybody can beat you.
These games, too. Yeah, and I know I brought up the Bell game from last week because there have been so many. I haven't talked to Brookfield and Marceline about the game last week yet. But so many of these games that are intense, they end up being close. And maybe just a fumble or a kick return or just one thing can separate teams from one another. And yeah, how much do you kind of look at that and say, you know, we got to win the turnover battle, and if there's an opportunity to make a play, we got to take advantage of it in a game like this?
Definitely, because they're so evenly matched. And like I said earlier, and I had alluded to, is that emotions play such a huge part in rivalry games that it could be anything, just even the slightest play one way or the other. But there's going to be a big play in any game, but in rivalry games, it gets magnified.
That is the head coach of the Milan Wildcats and Mark Cole. Milan is at Putnam County this week for week number 3 overall, but week number 1 in GRC play, the border battle up at Putnam County Stadium, Dave Mitchell Field. Coach, good luck against the Midgets. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, Tom.